Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Pauline. Where are we going to go today?
Hi friends, my name is Peter. Let's go outside. Today's topic is travel.
Today's title is Walking on a Dragon. Walking on a Dragon. Peter, we had a great show yesterday talking about this. Can you remind us what we learned?
Sure. We learned that Hong Kong isn't just a great city for shopping. It's also a great place for hiking. One of the popular trails is called the Dragon Back Trail.
That's right. I hope we learn more about its interesting name today. We also learned some great key words yesterday. What was your favorite word we learned, Peter?
Well, we learned about mountains. I love the mountains. They're so beautiful. But in these mountains, they have bamboo instead of trees.
I think bamboo is so beautiful. I have always wanted to go hiking in a bamboo forest. Maybe I should go to this trail.
Well, I think you would like it a lot because it is very quiet, even though it's in Hong Kong.
That is a really interesting place to go for hiking. Well, friends, we're going to learn a lot more today. Let's start with our keywords with Christina.
Hi, 讲到香港，大部分的人都会想到高耸的大楼和忙碌的人群。It has many tall buildings. 名词 building 就是建筑物、大楼。你知道吗？香港不只是一个繁荣的都市，其实山林、海滩和湿地约占了香港的 73% 的面积。They cover about 73% of Hong Kong's area. 名词 area 就是面积或者是地区。其实香港有很多地方是可以爬山健行，其中龙脊步道就是有名又适合初级登山者的好去处。It's good for beginners.名词 beginner 就是初级的新手或者是初学者。爬上龙脊可以看到海洋和岛屿的美丽景观。名词 view 就是景观。You get to see beautiful views from the trail. 还有在香港新界的 Maclehose 登山道，你可以从美丽的海滩出发，然后攀上陡峭的山路。形容词 steep 就是陡峭的。Let's climb into steep mountains.
Hong Kong is a famous big city. It has many tall buildings and busy people. People often don't know that Hong Kong also has great hiking, but it does. Open spaces such as forests, mountains, beaches, and wetlands cover about 73% of Hong Kong's area. Parks protect about 40% of this land. Many hiking trails go through these open spaces, and people use them a lot.
Hong Kong is a famous city. You have been to this city, right, Pauline?
Yes, I really enjoyed it. Our article is right. There are so many tall buildings there, and lots of people on the streets. I went to museums and took a gondola ride when I was there. I also watched the boats in the harbor. It was great.
That does sound great, but you didn't go hiking?
No, I told you yesterday I didn't know Hong Kong had great hiking. Well, I did know about the beaches, but I didn't know about the forest, mountains, and wetlands.
So friends, what do you think the wetlands are? Can you have a guess?
That's right. It's land that is very wet. Rice fields are a type of wetland. Houses and buildings are not usually built on wetlands, but wetlands are very good for seeing birds. They are a special part of the outdoors.
Open outdoor spaces like wetlands, forests, mountains, and beaches cover large parts of Hong Kong, about 73% to be exact.
Percent, that's a good word. Percent measures a part of something. In school, you might get a score on your test that is a percent. 100% means you got everything right. 50% means you only got half of the answers right.
Well, hopefully you did better than that. Oh, but this is interesting. Almost half of Hong Kong's land is protected by parks. 40%. That's almost half.
Wow, that's wonderful. Hong Kong is a big, crowded city. I'm glad that the people who live there have so many parks and places to go outside.
That is great. I am learning a lot today. I think we should learn a little bit more. So let's go to part two. We can learn together, then we'll talk about it.
One of the most popular trails is the Dragon's Back Trail. It is part of the longer Hong Kong Trail. It's good for beginners because it is not too difficult. It follows a ridge that is shaped like the back of a Chinese dragon. That is how it got its name. From the trail, hikers get beautiful views of the coast and islands.
Pauline, did you hear? We finally get to learn why this trail is named Dragon's Back Trail.
Yes, the trail follows a ridge that is shaped like the back of a dragon. Oh, but Christina, what does it mean to be shaped like something?
龙脊登山步道这个名字的由来就是因为它的登山步道是沿着山脉的这个背脊展开的。 而这个蜿蜒的山脊就像龙的背脊一样。It follows a ridge that is shaped like a back of a Chinese dragon. 留意一下后半句, that is shaped like the back of a Chinese dragon. 所以名词shape, 形状也可以当动词用, 表达塑造成某种形状。 所以is shaped like something就表示被塑造的像某种东西。 比如说, His house is shaped like a boat, 表示他的房子外形像一艘船。或者, The cake is shaped like a sports car, 表示蛋糕做成跑车的形状。Thanks,
Christina. Okay, so the ridge is shaped like a dragon's back. But wait, what is a ridge?
Oh, it's the long, narrow top of a hill or a mountain. Dragon's Back Trail follows a long ridge that looks out onto the ocean.
So how do you know that, Pauline?
Because the article says, from the trail, hikers get beautiful views of the coast and islands.
Oh, okay. So a view is what you see. From the trail, you can see the coast and islands. A coast is where land meets the water and the oceans, right?
Right, the land will either meet oceans or lakes, but in this case, we know that Hong Kong is right on the coast of the Pacific Ocean.
That's right. Hong Kong is a city on the coast of the Pacific Ocean, so a view of the coast means you can see this ocean.
Well, that really does sound beautiful. But is it a very difficult hike?
No, not really. You do climb up a ridge, so it is a hike, but it's not a difficult hike. It's good for beginners.
It's good for beginners. Hey, that's good for a
calendar phrase.
It's good for beginners.
It's good for beginners.
这对初学者很棒。
This is a great hiking trail.
It's good for beginners.
You can see birds.
It's good for beginners.
You can see flowers.
It's good for beginners.
What do you like best about this trail?
It's good for beginners.
It's good for beginners.
It's good for beginners.
这对初学者很棒。
I think calendar phrase is good for everyone. It makes us laugh and it helps us learn.
So friends, do you enjoy hiking? Do you like easy trails for beginners or difficult trails? You can talk about that with a friend.
And try using some of the key words we've learned today. But don't go away. We'll be right back. right after this.
English, 10 minutes every day, that's the way.
Welcome back from the break, friends. Hey, Peter, when was the last time you went hiking?
Well, it's been too long. It started to get cold about a month ago, so it's been a while. I think I should go to Hong Kong. It's warmer there than here.
Well, there you go. Now you have a great idea for a winter getaway.
Oh, hey, that sounds perfect. Well, friends, we have another part. Let's watch it together. Then we'll talk about it together.
Maklehost Trail is 100 kilometers long. It's Hong Kong's longest trail. Some people hike the whole trail, while others just enjoy part of it. The trail has 10 sections that are from 5 to 16 kilometers long. The trail goes across the new territories. It starts by the beautiful eastern beaches and then climbs into steep mountains. The scenery along the whole trail is amazing.
Oh, now we are learning about a different trail in Hong Kong. This one is really long. It's 100 kilometers.
Wow. Do people hike that whole trail?
Well, some people do, but others just enjoy a part of it.
Hey, I see. That's a nice sentence pattern. Let's practice it some more with Rebecca.
Hello, friends. I am so happy that you could join us today. Well, it's that time of day when you get to learn a new grammar point. In today's grammar point, you are going to learn how to use the word some followed by the word while. For example, some people like chocolate while others like popcorn. Or some people watch movies while others go to the theater. You can do this, friends, so don't be afraid to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. So this long trail has 10 sections. A section is a piece or part of a whole. The whole trail is 100 kilometers long, but it has small sections that are 5 to 16 kilometers long.
Hey, that's another good sentence pattern. Let's go to Christina. Can you help us with this one?
Maklehost 登山步道分为10段，每一段的长度从5到16公里不等。 那么长的一句话，英文可以用一句话来表达哦。The trail has 10 sections that are from 5 to 16 kilometers long. 所以 that 后面讲到的 5到16公里 是用来补充说明各登山路段的长度。这个句型还蛮厉害的，我们来练习一下吧。I have 12 students that are from age 12 to 72. 我有12名学生年龄从12到72岁不等。He bought many baseball cards that cost from 50 cents to $100. 他买了很多的棒球卡。
Thanks, Christina. Ooh, those small sections of the trail sound nice to me. It would take a lot of days to hike 100 kilometers, but a 5-kilometer hike is easy. You can do that in a day.
Well, then, the hard part is deciding which section to hike. The trail goes across many different types of land. It starts with beautiful beaches, then climbs into steep mountains.
Wow, that all sounds beautiful. But I think I prefer the beach.
Why is that, Pauline?
Well, because steep mountains sound difficult to hike. Steep is the opposite of flat. It means to rise quickly.
Right. If you are walking up a hill, you are slowly going up higher, little by little. But if you are walking up a steep mountain trail, then each step goes up a lot. That is very tiring.
Yes, but beautiful. I am sure the scenery on that trail really is amazing. What would you choose, Peter? Would you prefer a mountain trail or a beach?
I'll do both. I think I'm going to hike the whole trail. Well, friends, now it's time for us to review. Let's look at those keywords together.
Here's your first keyword for today. Building. Building. My office is in that big building.
Area. Area. His house is in a nice area.
Beginner. Beginner. He doesn't swim well. He's a beginner.
View. View. Look at the view from up here.
Steep. Steep. Walk slowly. This trail is very steep. Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep on practicing. And now let's review our lesson together one more time.
Hong Kong is a famous big city. It has many tall buildings and busy people. People often don't know that Hong Kong also has great hiking, but it does. Open spaces such as forests, mountains, beaches, and wetlands cover about 73% of Hong Kong's area. Parks protect about 40% of this land. Many hiking trails go through these open spaces, and people use them a lot. One of the most popular trails is the Dragon's Back Trail. It is part of the longer Hong Kong Trail. It's good for beginners because it is not too difficult. It follows a ridge that is shaped like the back of a Chinese dragon. That is how it got its name. From the trail, hikers get beautiful views of the coast and islands. Maklahos Trail is 100 kilometers long. It's Hong Kong's longest trail. Some people hike the whole trail, while others just enjoy part of it. The trail has 10 sections that are from 5 to 16 kilometers long. The trail goes across the new territories. It starts by the beautiful eastern beaches and then climbs into steep mountains. The scenery along the whole trail is amazing.
Wow, Hong Kong was great.
Yeah, it's a big city with tall buildings and busy people.
And great hiking. But many people don't know that.
Shh. Don't tell them.
There are open spaces, forests, mountains, beaches, wetlands, hiking trails,
and shopping malls.
Hiking the Dragon's Back Trail is fun.
Yes, it's a good trail for beginners.
Like you. The Maklahos Trail is so long. It starts near beautiful beaches and climbs into steep mountains.
Yeah, we had a great, great time, but...
But what?
I'm a little disappointed.
Disappointed? Why?
We didn't get to see King Kong.
King Kong of Hong Kong? Oh, Ginger.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Question Time, a time to ask your questions and get some answers. Today, we're talking about Hong Kong. And here to answer our question is Ms. Araplane.
Hello, Rob.
Hello, Ara. Thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for inviting me, Rob.
Ara, I have a question here from Hannah Vargas of Las Vegas, Nevada. Can you help us answer it?
I would love to try.
Great. Hannah writes, I will be traveling to Hong Kong in a few weeks. Can you tell me some interesting facts about that city?
Of course. I am a flight attendant, so I travel to many places around the world, and Hong Kong is one of my favorites.
Why do you love Hong Kong so much?
It is a city that is full of culture and activity.
Tell us a little bit more about Hong Kong.
Hong Kong is a busy city. There are two main languages spoken in Hong Kong, Cantonese and English.
Cantonese is a type of Chinese.
Yes. Also, people drive on the left side of the road in Hong Kong.
Really? Well, I won't drive there. What is Hong Kong famous for?
Hong Kong is famous for its skyscrapers.
Skyscrapers are tall buildings, right?
That's right. Hong Kong has more skyscrapers than any other city in the world.
How many does it have?
Hong Kong has over 300 buildings that are over 150 meters tall.
That's amazing.
Hong Kong also has really delicious food. If you go to Hong Kong, you must try dim sum.
I love dim sum. Dim sum means snack, right?
Yes. Dim sum food is served in small sizes. People order many different dishes and share.
That means we can eat a lot of different kinds of food in one meal.
Exactly.
Well, thanks, Ara. I learned a lot today. I hope you learned a lot too, friends. See all of you next time on Question Time.
Well, friends, thanks for joining us today. I think this is a fun way to think about traveling. You don't just need to go to a city. You can also travel to a place to go hiking. So, Pauline, do you ever go hiking in the winter?
Well, if I'm traveling to a hot place, yes. But actually, in Montana, we have this famous park, Yellowstone National Park. They have geysers, which is it's kind of like a volcano, except for hot water shoots out of it. And that is incredible. It's so amazing to see it in the wintertime.
Wow, yes. I have been there in the wintertime, and it is very beautiful. Well, friends, get outside, but until then, we'll see you right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.